The Alan Mike Show, it is really, really boss. The Alan Mike Show, special guest on every week. The Alan Mike Show, it makes you think that, doesn't it? The Alan Mike Show, get it in your ear holes.
Alright, mate, how are you?
I'm alright, mate, how are you?
I'm good, mate.
I was. Are you fucking hyped, mate?
About what?
Because it's the Fight Night special.
Well, I was going to be fucking hyped. I was looking forward to tonight to discussing the Fight Night special with a very, very special guest we had planned.
We had a massive special guest planned for you all tonight. His name was Lewis Richards, but he's fucking snaked us.
He's like a serpent.
He just didn't even fucking bother coming. I told him what time it was, and he's not even fucking bothered turning up.
I'm actually physically shaking with rage right now.
We were going to offer him the opportunity to tell his version of events on this fight that he had. It was built up for weeks.
Months. This match was meant to happen at Wrestle Ball, which is in April. Now, let's explain this here.
Yeah.
Lewis Richards is a little rat boy.
Well, he is now.
He looks like Master Splinter, mate.
He's a snake, though, as well. He's like a snaky splinter.
Let me tell you now, he was going to...
And he's pasty white.
He claimed he could beat Adam Earnshaw. Now, Adam Earnshaw, he looks like Jean-Claude Van Damme / Ryu.
Yeah. He goes to prisons
in Thailand
and fights prisoners.
Yeah, he fights prisoners for money. Now, Lewis Richards, little rat boy, he's about 2 foot tall.
He claimed that he could kick a baseball bat in half. Well.
Well, let me tell you now. Well. We have proof here of one, that Lewis Richards making the claims that he could kick a baseball bat in half.
Yeah.
And then afterwards admitting about 10 seconds later that he meant dent it slightly.
You can't how can you dent a baseball bat? Are they going to kick it in half or nothing's going to happen to it?
Exactly. So after these claims... We thought, this was the evening of the fight, so he's been saying for ages that he could take on Adam Earnshaw in a real fight. Now, we all knew this wasn't going to fucking happen, so we thought, you know what, let's have a kicking contest. One kick each to settle this. And when we were doing some pre-hype thing here, Lewis Richards said he'd fucking take two kicks.
He has this sense of, like, entitlement. That he does not deserve. He has this impression of himself that he's the strongest man in the world. Do you know what he can't do, though, mate?
Go on.
He can't jump over the fucking moon, can he?
He can't. To be fair, that is one thing he claimed he couldn't do. He did not claim he could jump over the fucking moon. But he's claimed a lot of the fucking bullshit. Let me tell you now. So, we were at a festival. And, you know, we were a bit drunk. So, you know, we thought this is a good time to have it. So, they gather around the back of a tent.
We all knew what was going to happen.
We didn't know.
So we wanted Lewis to have a little bit of, like, numbness through alcohol. Because it was unfair otherwise.
So they stand opposite each other. You know, Adam Earnshaw's like, you know, it's chill. Lewis is clearly getting scared at this point.
Yeah. He looks concerned.
Now, if anyone wants to see this video, it will be on the Alan Mike Facebook page.
Yeah.
If you want to view it.
It'll be up with the podcast.
So, spoilers for everyone.
You can make your own minds up on what happens.
Lewis takes a running like kick at Adam Earnshaw, kicks him in the leg,
and goes,
yeah, makes a weird like spunking noise.
Yeah.
Adam Earnshaw no sells it. He's like the fucking Undertaker. No reaction. He was just shrugged it off. Now, when it's Ad Earnshaw's turn...
Oh, my God.
He just, you know, casually walks up, gives up a swift kick. Lewis fucking Richards goes down like he's been kicked in the fucking bollocks by...
He's on one knee. Looks like he's proposing afterwards. It's.
It looks like he has cancer of the knees.
It was
shocking.
His
knees have just exploded.
I felt so bad for him in that moment.
Yeah.
I really did.
He fucking drops like a fucking sack of spuds.
He tries to get back up again.
He can't.
And he just can't. He can't right now. That's insane in itself. That in itself is madness.
Here's the thing. I was saying to him, Lewis, you don't need to do another one. You don't need to do another one. But he said he'll do one later. I was like, you know what? If you want to take another one, you can. That's fine.
Because in his head, he was going to win. right? And he said that he would do two kicks.
Yeah.
And he's, in fairness to him, he's a man of his word. He
did do the two kicks over.
But he still thought he could win the second kick.
Yeah. Okay. So, bit of extra story here. An hour later or so, it was dark at this point. So the video is darker. However, you can still see what's going on. Yeah, the same thing happens again. Adam Earnshaw no-sells it like The Undertaker. He just shrugs it off. And then, but the second kick to Lewis, Mamma Mia, here we go again. My, how could I?
How could you? Mate, I think that's why he's not here, because he actually physically kicked his legs off. He's got no legs. Right, so here's what happened. He calls in ill the next day, and he says that he fell over and he's hurt his leg, right?
Yeah, here's the thing though, he missed the part out. He rings up the manager of where we were. He claims he fell over. Now, the next day, manager's like, mate, you didn't fucking fall over. I've seen the fucking video of you getting kicked, you fucking idiot. Don't what fucking bullshit me fucking claiming you fell over. You're a silly cunt. Don't be a fucking twat again.
I've always been a champion of him, but he snaked me tonight and I'm annoyed. So.
Lewis Richards, you're an absolute fucking cunt. I hate you. I've never defended you because you're a little fucking snake, but you know I love you. You know absolutely. I love you really. I call you a cunt, but I love you, but you're actual cuntness, dog.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, I mean, it's usually banter, but this time you've annoyed me, so you're a snake. You're a snake.
You're
a
fucking snake, Lewis.
Well, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. Isn't this going to be added on to the last episode we did, the Fight Night one?
Yeah.
This is a second part then.
This is
the same episode.
Part two, Fight Night special.
Yeah.
You'll remember from 2 seconds ago that we weren't very happy because the special guest fucking snaked us.
Yeah, he didn't turn up, did you, mate?
So you just heard us rip him to pieces verbally.
That was a few weeks ago, though. So now we're here now with Lewis Richards himself.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm better.
Fine. Oh, you made it, did you? You made it, you fucking snake.
How's your fucking legs?
My legs are fine.
Can you actually walk now?
Yeah.
Wait.
I can walk, I can squat.
So this is the fight of the century happened a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
And it was between Lewis Richards and Adam Earnshaw. And it started off that it was going to be a full fight.
Yeah, I heard you were going to punch him in the face.
No, it wasn't. That was never the rule.
I heard it was going to be like, you know, back in the day in the Olympics, nude grappling.
Oh, we should have done that, actually. That would have been like...
Nude grappling.
That would have been so much better.
Would you have greased up and nude grappled him? Like,
our ratings...
Can... Not full nude, but could you do it in speedos?
Nah, full nude or nothing. Full nude or nothing, mate.
Hey, we could have auctioned the rights to
oil viewer. Go hard!
Yeah.
As much as that would be enjoyable, I don't want to touch tips with Earnshaw.
Why not?
That's just gay, mate.
Why is it gay?
I thought being gay was when you put your penis up another man's
anus. If two penises touch, that's gay, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
We must be super gay.
I do it with Michael this time.
Well, then you must be gay then, yeah.
That's weird. I never considered that to be a gay thing.
It is.
So anyway,
we must be super gay.
So
we decided that it wasn't a good idea for you and Ad Earnshaw to have a full fight because
he's an actual
MMA fighter and you're Lewis Richards.
Yeah. You do look like Master Splinter from the Turtles. However, I don't think you have his fighting skills because he was like a expert fighter who trained the Ninja Turtles.
Not yet, at least.
Well, you just jerk yourself off onto your laminate floor. Just a certain type of training, I suppose, but different to...
But not for my legs.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know, it depends how you jerk off. If you jerk off in a squatting position.
No.
Like this.
How do you...
If you jerk off like this.
Yeah, wait. Michael Dodd is now squatting down and jerking off with his hand.
No.
If you jerk off like this... Then that's a good workout.
Describe the position in which you jerk off, Lewis.
Sit on my bed.
You're sitting on the bed.
Because I've got my bed, and then I've got my laptop on my bed.
Yeah.
With my porn open.
Yeah.
Your porn open.
My Pornhub.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other sites are available.
So you like your preference is Pornhub.
Yeah.
We know that about you now.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
So you're watching that, and are you saying you have a really powerful wrist?
I'd say my wrists are pretty decent, yeah. I mean, no, because it takes me a while to get it off, so...
Why?
It's not, like, instantaneous.
Do you have
it takes
trouble...
you a while to get your wrist off?
No.
Is it metal?
To jack myself.
Do you have trouble maintaining an erection, sir?
No, but it takes me a few minutes to find the right video to get me up in the first place.
Is it because there's no videos of dead people on Pornhub?
No. It's not that... It's because a lot of them now are homemade videos and just fucking shit.
What's your preference?
There's no professional ones. It's hard to...
They're real women doing real sex.
Yeah, but they look fuck ugly, most of the ones that do, because they're just homemade random people.
Which is why you're single, mate. You're obsessed with porn stars.
You're obsessed with what is...
I'm not actually... Because a lot of the ones I look at aren't, like, completely covered in plastic. They're a lot more natural.
Okay.
Anyway, we digress.
Yes,
so the fight was deemed too dangerous, so we boiled it down, and then we boiled it back up again. So we boiled it down to one kick each, and you would get to kick Adam first, and then he would get to kick you. But that wasn't hardcore enough for you, Lewis Richards. So
yeah,
how many kicks did you do?
On the trip up... It, just before, it was originally announced it was going to be one kick each.
Yeah.
And then during the trip, we decided to up the ante.
You decided to up the ante.
You asked me.
You made a comment that you could take two, so I
no.
asked you if you wanted to do it, and you said yes.
No, yeah, you said...
You could have said no.
Yeah.
One kick is enough. I can put him down in one kick. But you wanted two kicks.
Oh, yeah, I took the second kick, so...
Didn't take it on the fucking bus.
No, well, you set up the rule on the bus.
So
no, we set it up in the Weatherspoons. I have video of this. This is going up.
Did
and
it?
I
thought the second
video
was on the bus.
You saying you'd kick a fucking
MMA fighter.
You'd kick the legs. You said you could kick a fucking baseball bat in half.
You said that. anyway,
no, I didn't.
I
said I tried to.
There's video of this saying have you ever kicked a baseball bat in half?
We digress again. So, walk us through what happened, because this is the fight of the century.
Right.
Walk us through what happened in your words.
What the first kick?
All of it.
I kicked him
because basically, oh, come on, mate! Like this video is going to be on the Alan Mike Facebook page for everyone to see. So, walk us through what happened. Tell us, in your words, about the fight of the century.
Well, I kicked him first. Obviously, it was a bit of a shit on the first one. To be honest, like I completely flopped it. Without a doubt.
Why do you think you flopped it, mate? Was it nerves?
No, I think I like slipped a bit and kind of ended up walking in. I kind of like fell into him a bit.
You slipped a bit and you fell into
him. Yeah.
Did you fell into him?
Yeah, kind of like
saying?
When I went to kick him, kind of like fell towards him afterwards.
How deep did you go inside him when you fell into him?
Into his
anus. And then.
He's just not answering that.
And just not.
That's fair enough, mate.
And then
never kiss and tell.
And then obviously it was like, right, his turn. I've kicked him now. Can't back out now.
No,
so
you can't kick a man and then run away.
Yeah,
that's cowardly.
I've got too much pride to back out now.
Too much pride. That's a real fucking winner's.
Yeah,
I respect that.
So. And he was kind of like, "Well, do you want me to kick?" I was like, "Whatever."
Wait, what was his reaction to being kicked?
I don't know. I didn't actually ask him.
You know why? Because he didn't have a reaction.
He stood there and he took it and then he smiled. He smiled this smile that was so sly and so sneaky, and it was like, it's my turn now. And that's the look he had on his face.
Was it? I didn't see any of this.
His leg moved about 2 millimetres.
Yeah.
You'll see it again.
Well,
it's recorded.
I'll have you know I don't exactly do leg movements as much as he does.
You don't do leg movements.
Which is good because, you know, you've challenged him to a kicking contest.
Yeah.
You've seen his videos of him kickboxing on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you still thought, you know what, I could...
Hey,
do you know what? I don't really move my legs as much as this
but
I reckon I could beat him.
At least I had the courage to take the kicks.
Yeah, because no one else is that fucking stupid.
You could call it courage, or you could call it...
fucking retarded stupidity.
So, what happened then? Anyway, it was
so,
Ad's turn.
Yep, so... he kicked me, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was kind of...
How did you feel as he kicked you?
Well, if you... Is the video going for the, on the channel as well? Is,
yeah, everything's going up, mate. So, on a scale of 1 to... Ow, that fucking hurt, take me to hospital. Where were you?
On the first kick, it was like... At first, obviously, it hits you and you kind of don't... It takes a few seconds for your brain to, like, realise that you've just taken that.
I don't know, I reckon I'd know straight away. Yeah. Someone kicked me in the leg, but carry
on. So at first it kind of like just knocked me a bit off my feet, and I was like, "Oh fuck, that was a bit of an hard one." So yeah, so he kicked me, and obviously my leg kind of buckled a little bit under the pressure.
In fairness, I honestly thought that your legs and your head would swap places after he kicked you.
See, I actually thought that that's what I was disappointed about. I thought the first
then your legs would do
I was disappointed that he didn't kick me to the moon.
I was disappointed that his first kick didn't actually take me down to the floor in the first one, but I was expecting it to.
To be fair, he did say he's going to lay off you the first kick and then give you the second, which obviously he did.
Yeah.
Oh, did he? That's nice of him.
Yeah.
So on the first one, it was kind of like, okay. And then I went down on my knee for a bit because then my body kind of realised, it was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I can't actually stand up on my left leg at the moment.
Oh shit.
And all the pressure was going on to my right leg to hold me standing up. So I had like that brief second of like breathing and like going, fuck. Like trying to like catch your breath after you've just done like a mile hike.
Can I just say, in the video, you can hear a lunatic laughing.
Is that you? Is it?
It's not me. Who's I it? Felt so sad and sorry for you in that moment.
Who's laughing?
Who was
standing
it?
Round.
Who's laughing?
Who's laughing?
You'll know when you watch the video. You'll know who is laughing.
My only guess is it probably you.
It's him. He's laughing like a fucking madman. Sounds like that. I felt so bad for him in that moment. Because everyone's standing around you.
Not everyone. Everyone fucked off, most of them. Well, it was like a small group.
No, there was a good 10 people standing around
you.
No,
it wasn't. Yeah. There was a few people watching. Yeah. It wasn't.
Was a good 10 people.
The second one wasn't many. Everyone fucked off on that one.
So, I just felt really sorry for you. But then at the same time, I kind of felt like, well, you fucking brought this on yourself.
I asked for it, and I am a man of my word. If I agreed to something, I do it.
He is a man of his word. True. I respect you, Lewis Richards.
So anyway, the night continues, right?
Yep.
The fight of the century, as I was aware, was over, because I wasn't aware that you'd organised 2 kicks at this point.
Oh.
So I went off.
Sorry, mate.
I was having a few drinks, and then I came back, and you were limping around, and I thought, you can't still be limping off that one. I mean, it was a hard kick. You were down on one knee. It was really difficult to watch. But you couldn't have still been limp, because it's just like 2 hours later. It was dark at this point. And then I'm told that you did it again. And I didn't believe them. I thought they were winding
even though up. You already knew that there was going to be... Do you not know there's a second one?
I didn't know
one.
There was going to be a second kick. I thought that we'd convinced you to just have one kick each for your own safety. But no. So tell us why and what happened...
On the second one, because
yes.
Right, most people missed it. So we decided all of a sudden, Al just decided that we were going to do the second one now. And at this point, I had some chips and chicken in my hand, which I was eating.
It was giving you strength.
And I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to relax a bit now. I have something to eat.
You were trying to eat them while you were being kicked. I was like, no, you can't do that.
No, because it's all going to
fucking chips and chicken fucking everywhere.
No, chips and chicken.
That's what I said, chips and
cheese. I thought you said cheese. Oh. So, we have cheese on chicken. Actually, I'm going to try that when I get home now. Cheese and chicken. See what that tastes like.
You've
never had cheese with chicken?
Man, that's good stuff.
I'm going to have to try
that. Live your life.
So anyway, I was half waiting for my food and we found... I think we were all like at the bonfire this time, weren't we? And we kind of... I can't remember where we were. The thing is, by the way, this was at a festival where everyone was getting drunk, and I wasn't drunk at all.
Yeah, because he's invincible to alcohol.
If I knew I had to fucking fight an MMA fighter, right?
I would have tried.
Alcohol available. I'd be so
but
pissed.
The worst part is the
so drunk you can't feel.
The first one happened before I even had a chance to even get
it
enough drink in me.
It was quite early.
I think we should wait a bit longer for the first one.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Look, he's making excuses now. Or we'll have another rematch, and you can drink as much as you like beforehand.
Yeah,
What in 30 years when he's back?
Take some speed.
So the second one, I was halfway through food. We decided, right, find it. So we walk over and I was like, you can't do that with your chips in your hand. So I just casually put my chips on the floor, take my stuff out of my pockets again for the second time. And I kick him. I think didn't have to say on the second one, it was a bit better on the second one as well. I can't remember.
There's still no reaction from him. He looked like the fucking Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yeah. I was like, right, he's going to kick me. He offered for this. He said, do you want me to kick you in the other leg? And I was like, that would probably be a better choice. Because then that way the pain isn't all in one leg and it's not worsened. But at the same time, it means I wouldn't have the use of both legs.
This is a
really difficult decision to make.
So I was like, fuck it, just take it in the same leg. Because at least that way I've got one working leg.
That's good. You hero.
So I was like, do it in the same leg. Because at least I don't know, I can at least crawl home. I was like, try and at least aim a bit higher this time. Just so it doesn't get in the same place. And the worst part was, when he kicked me in the exact same fucking place.
Well, he said, if he kicked you in the back of the like knee, you'd break your leg, so he's going to try and aim higher.
Yeah.
Well, he hit me in the lower thigh the first time.
Yeah, if he aimed for the back of the knee, he would have broke your leg, he said.
Yeah.
No, he couldn't.
So he's a good lad for not breaking your leg.
He's a good lad for not breaking your leg, mate.
Well, we agreed we weren't going to kick any lower than the thigh anyway.
Okay, so what happened when...
So on the second one, when he kicked me, my body for some reason flinched as well on it.
Yeah, you can watch it in the video.
Yeah, so when you see the video, you see my hand go down to my side
for some
to try.
Reason,
and...
Do you think that reason might have been sheer terror because you knew what was coming?
I think it was trying to soften the blow on the leg. So I put my hand down to try and soften the blow, and then ended up taking an impact to my leg and my hand.
Yeah, it's good. Now
and then at that point he ended up sweeping my leg out and then we go straight onto the floor.
So you go onto the floor here and then a what can only be described as a attractive Filipino man.
I fucking hated you for that bit.
Starts heckling like a.
You were like, oh, you. I was like, if I can get. I was sitting there like, if I can get up right now.
You got rather angry at this attractive Filipino man who's not fat anymore.
What did you say to him?
I was like, I was in my face. I was like, fuck off, Al. Well, holding my letter, I was like, fuck off. Just get away from me.
Were you not happy, mate?
I was not happy.
Did you
blame Al a little bit?
No, I didn't blame Al, but when Al was in my face then on the floor, I was like, if I could get up now, I would punch you in the face.
Okay, here's the thing. James came up to me and said, Al, don't turn the camera off. He's hurt. I thought, oh, fuck. Okay, yeah, maybe we shouldn't be recording him, like, dying on the floor.
He's not dead, though, gents.
It was painful. But apparently the first thing I said as well when I got up, James told me this, apparently the first thing I said when I got up was, where's my chips?
Yeah, you need your fucking chips, mate.
I was like, I wasn't concerned about myself. I was like, where's my chips?
You went the salt.
I'd be concerned about my chips.
No, I didn't.
Well.
And it was just that I was kind of like, no, I actually left when Al took his t-shirt off in the karaoke.
Oh yeah.
When he took his t-shirt off and started karaoke, I was like, I've already seen Al naked enough as it is. I'm right now.
What do you mean? It's sexy.
I'm gone. I'm gonna go watch Stephen King's It. I'm gonna go see him with that.
Hit the clown.
Anyway. This has been Fight Night. Here's to Lewis, the hero.
Hero
of Fight Night.
Yeah, well done, mate.
I'm not sorry for slagging you off.